My name is Alexandre Dayan. I am a research fellow here at the Law Institute working on Pacific Island issues in the Pacific Island program. The Law Institute has always worked on the Pacific because the Pacific is central to Australia's interests. Over the past decade, we have produced influential work on Ramsi, relations with Fiji and Papua New Guinea, and the future development and challenges of the region. And we have hosted also Pacific leaders, including the Prime Ministers of Papua New Guinea and the Solomon Islands, and more recently, Daniel Goa, the leading Kanak politician and official FLNKS independent spokesperson. New Caledonia is a hot topic for the Law Institute. Barely 3 months from now, the French territory will face an independence referendum. This will bring to an end the Matignon and Nouméa Accords, which deliver 30 years of peace after a bloody civil war. France is overseeing preparations. Australia's position continues to be simple for the full implementation of the 1998 Nouméa Accord, including a genuine referendum process. The accord planned a scheduled handover of sharing of some responsibilities by France and economic rebalancing between the mainly European and mainly Kanak areas. It stipulates that the final vote would decide three things: New Caledonia's future international status, whether France retains responsibility for defense, foreign affairs, currency, law and order, and justice, and citizenship, or employment, voting rights for long-standing residents. Yesterday, Carriage Works presented the world premiere of new work by resident company Marugeku, with an intercultural and trans-indigenous production featuring Australian and New Caledonian dancers of First Nations, immigrants, and settler descent. Presented as New Caledonia moved towards the referendum on independence from France, Le Dernier Appel, The Last Cry, asks questions of cultural, political, and personal decolonization in both Australia and New Caledonia. I am joined today by Emmanuel Chibao, the director of the Chibao Cultural Center, which co-commissioned Le Dernier Appel. He has been involved in the development of Le Dernier Appel with Marugeku, Australia's leading indigenous intercultural dance theatre company, from a Kanak perspective. Emmanuel Chibao is the son of the assassinated Kanak independence leader Jean-Marie Chibao, who signed the accord for the peace treaty with France and the conditions of the referendum, which takes place this November. Emmanuel, welcome to the Institute.
Thank you.
So, I have a few questions for you with respect to the show that was launched yesterday at Carriage Work. The first one is, could you please tell us a bit more about the motivation behind The Last Cry and about the message that you are trying to communicate?
I think, for me, the message is to face to seek the opportunity for us to ask question on the topics of the referendum is an opportunity for us to ask question about how the society is going on in our countries, I mean in Australia and in New Caledonia. So we decide to look on decolonization process that is going on right now. I mean, it started in 1988 with the Matignon Accord, and it was also followed by 1998 Nouméa Accord. And there's an end to this accord, that is the 4th of November. We are supposed to have this referendum. And for us, I mean, with the Chibao Cultural Center is an opportunity to give to the kids, to give to the youth, to give to those who are living in our countries, I mean, in Australia and in New Caledonia, the face to this question of decolonization as human, as youth, as dancers. And because we have political issues that is asked by politics, but we also a living aspect of how this politic give an answer to this question of identity process that we still going on recognition, and this is how the Chibao Cultural Center handled this project. And we shake and it gave the last cry with Marugeku, and it was quite good project for me. I mean, it was very interesting for us because we have we're on the merge of new vision for and the perspective is especially to focus on this new vision with the words, with the movement of the natives, with mixed blood. It's important, and they live in the suburbs, they live in a small community, they don't live in the tribe no more, finish. And it's good for us because it's also claiming that we are part of we have to take our responsibility to talk in the town, because this is part of our we live in the same world. We're not separated by color or by business or by money or by statute, social statute. We are human beings. We claim to be human beings. That's the main recognition thing that we want to focus on. And even there's an answer at the 4th of November. The answer will prepare the future, but we shall prepare the present first. And the opportunity by this project is to ask a question of this recognition that is still not really assumed. I mean, by those who are natives, by those who are the descendant of European, and I mean in Australia and even in New Caledonia, it's the same process.
Yeah. Okay. In the document of the in the flyer that the carriage work was giving with respect to the Last Cry, they said that this show was trying to talk about the social impact of the referendum. Mm. What do you think is the social impact? How would you define it?
The social impact of the referendum first is to make a point on what is our situation today. Mm-hmm. And as it was a process, a political process that was claimed by the Kanaks, I mean those who claim for our sovereignty, and to talk with the those who want to stay with France, because we were born from this colonial system, and we have to assume it, and to understand that you have to share the present first. And the opportunity for us is only that issue. And the social impact for us is to prepare the future. We have to share the present. And in fact, these 2 decades of peace have shown that we can share a better vision on our community. And we are living together. It's not the fact that we live in an island that makes us a brother, a citizen. It's the fact that we should share more of a cultural aspect, of a mutual understanding. This is better than. I mean, it's a resilience. I mean, we in the small island we face the same a problem that the big cities, but at a very short we at the very scale, low scale, eh?
Low scale. Yeah.
And so we have the impact of the decision that we make, because we are small groups, we are small community. And that's why I'm if you talk about the social impact, is also to understand that these two decades of peace gave us equipment, more school, more roads, and electricity in the tribe. But it's material. This material. And material is good, but better understanding is more valuable than materials, and more than money, more than. And one example is 2016. There was a school, a new school project for New Caledonia that recognized our culture, that should be taught in primary school and in also in. After primary school?
High school,
voilà. Yeah. So it takes a long time. Yeah. It takes a long time for us. And the fact that you the people they don't sometimes they don't it's difficult for them to assume colonization, and then we go on the colonization process by this political agreement in 1988 and 1988. But social impact is the people are awakening. They're facing that, hey, okay, we go from there to there. So how can we go on getting more equipment, getting more money from France, getting more? This is we're not looking for good material aspect to go on and make more, much more equipment, more electricity, more project. But for me, is not. This is a never-ending process, because we will go on this progress forever. But how can we share this process if we don't share the cultural aspect and the to respect each other, to learn from each other, by school, by media, by to learn that we are also part of the Pacific region. We doing all of our study university in France, not at INU, not in USP Fiji, not in Hawaii. We learn to speak French. We learn to that's it's like we are not in the same place. We are not at the right place. The system give us a program on our head.
Yeah. So it seems that it this system disconnects you from being from the Pacific, really.
Yes.
It looks like despite the fact that you located geographically in the Pacific, you like your system, your education belongs to France, but it shouldn't be like this, right? Like you should be more engaged with like other nations in the Pacific.
Because we are islander.
Yeah.
This is factual. For example, we in France we have an event that is called Fête de la Musique, music show in June. It's summertime in France, and we have the same event in Noumea in June. But in June it's winter time.
Yeah.
So sometimes it seems we are not able to build our own event or to share something that makes us different, a singularity. We this is the main. I mean, the recognition process is not a question of skin color or is share human facilities to have good understanding each other.
And so, at the moment in the schools, does the program teach you about colonization and about the Kanak traditions?
It start in 1988 after the first agreement, but in reality, the people they don't talk about much about the troubles and how the society became violent in the 80s. And my son is in high school, and last year he get this course in langue et culture Kanak, and all of his he's a CIFA kid, so he learn also from Australia, and he learned to speak English, and all his colleague, all his students, they say, oh, it's boring to learn Kanak culture. How this is not. This is a waste of time, and you Kanak people you smell. You Kanak people, you are violent. Walisian, you always fighting. And he came back to house and he was crying. I'm saying to myself, I experienced that in the 80s. My father experienced it. In the 40s, and I wish that my grandson will not experience that, but it's still a process that is going on, and it's new, but it's takes a long time to change the mentality. That is especially by the fact that we are an island. We are not continental. We have not like here in Sydney or many Bangladesh, Nigerian, and all these guys. They came from overseas and they bring the new stuff, and that's it. Us is French. Learn French, study in French. We speak in French. Our language was banished from school. We were kicked. We were punished when we talk our language. So okay, that's a way too. That's not a good. But it takes time. It takes time. But I think what do you say? A bit longer.
So as I mentioned before, New Caledonia is about to vote for independence. Mm-hmm. Why did you decide to do this show only 3 months before the referendum?
We decided to make it before all of the project in Chibau Cultural Center. This year is a special year, 20 years of Chibau Cultural Center. Chibau Cultural Center was in the political agreement in 1998. And ADCK, Cultural Agency of Kanak Development and Culture, it was also part of the agreement in 1988 with Matignon Oudinot Accord. So by this year, we have to put on the table what was our job during this 20 years. We didn't sleep. We work. So on this cultural aspect, we have to promote it and to explain what is at the end of this process. It was supposed to be 1998. We have the second accord. And by the end of this year, in 4th of November, we have the referendum. So by the end of this process, we must focus on what is the new statute of New Caledonia. So this project is part of this. This project is also face the question of decolonization, the mentality that we want to change. That's why it took place 3 months before. And last month, there was also a theater drama with Pierre Gop from that was named Me a Vote Blanc, Nul, because he's a Kanak. Is a Kanak, and there's part of our community claiming that they will not take part in this vote because they say that this is not a fair condition for voting, because they inscribe many people that we know that they not agree on independence. And we have also exhibition that was named What Do We Share in Common with artists, the white, mixed blood also, and French artist. So a guy from, I think it's from Africa, but we exhibition, painting, and carving. So this year is important for us because we have this big issue in by the 4th of November, and all the artists, they claim that we have something in common that we must share, not waiting for another.
Yeah. Okay.
Oui. The answer finally is not important. In fact, the answer of a referendum. If we go on and we say yes, we go on independence, and we don't focus on what are the problem in schools, in jails, in. So more social equality, problem with urbanism, demography, drugs. This is not important. I mean, the answer. Even if we stay in France, we have to focus on what are the problem. And if it took 20 years to make to understand what was going on, now it's the right time to put on the table and we, okay, guys, wake up.
Yeah, I think it's great. Look, I wish you all the best. Thank you so much for dropping by the Institute. All the best with what's next. Thank you very much, Emmanuel Chabot.
That's it.